In the name of God who creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated, please. Lord, teach us to pray. We just heard the disciples ask that. Lord, teach us to pray. And I suspect that many of us deep in our hearts actually join the disciples in their longing to learn how to pray. For how many of us really know what we're talking about when it comes to prayer? I mean, we do talk a lot about it in the church, don't we? I'll pray for you. I'll pray for this. I'll pray for that. Let us pray, we say, week after week after week in our Sunday services. Yet as we gather together in this place and hear the disciples say, Lord, teach us to pray, I suspect that many of us long for that teaching. Lord, teach us to pray. A while back, I heard a friend of mine tell a story about another friend of ours. His name's Rob Schwarz. Rob is a priest now serving in Standing Rock Reservation in South Dakota, some of which you know is right next door to Rosebud, where we often go. It's a story about something that happened to Rob many years ago when he lived in Philadelphia. Rob was driving in downtown Philly with a guy named Richard Herschel. Richard was Rob's parish priest when he was growing up and was Rob's father's best friend. So Richard had become for Rob a mentor. Evidently, the two of them were out on what is a usual quest for them, the search for the perfect bookstore. And they heard of a shop they had never visited before in Philly. So off they went. It was in one of those neighborhoods of the city where parking is at a premium. And as they approached the bookstore in the car, Richard happened to say to Rob that they'd be lucky, indeed very lucky, if they didn't end up having to park some considerable blocks away. As it was, a parking space almost immediately thereafter opened up in directly in front of the store, and Rob eased the car in with a wicked smile on his face. "How'd you do it?" Richard asked with wonder in his eyes, and Rob shot back in a glib tone, which Rob's known for, "I prayed to God, and God gave me a place to park." And Richard looked at him with a look of wonder that was soon replaced by a look of disgust, as he said, "And the Jews who prayed in Auschwitz and Dachau, 6 million are dead now, and you get a parking place." 6 million Jews are dead, and you get a parking place. Lord, teach us to pray. I know, that's a brutal example, but one, as often as I've shared it, has never failed to generate at least a little bit of discussion. In fact, I wonder if it's not a story that we need to hear and entertain time and time again, because don't most Christians treat our prayers as if we were making a Christmas list of our concerns, even our hopes, even our desires? A wish list that we deliver to God and then sit back and hope for the best. Lord, give me a new job. I desperately need it. Please, Jesus, don't let her get sick. Christ, hear me and heal me of this illness. And sometimes we bargain with God. Give me that job, and Lord, I'll start tithing next Sunday, I promise. Lord, get her well, and I swear I'll never miss church again. God, give me the strength to get through this, and I'll never forget you. 6 million Jews are dead, and you get a parking place. Lord, teach us to pray. Well, friends, if that's where we are with our prayers, then let me suggest to you we're missing something wonderful, glorious, and powerful in our lives. We're missing something in our relationships. Of course, that sort of prayer, asking for things, intercessory prayer, is a part of Christian prayer. And of course, God listens to our cries of desperations, and even our most silly, self-centered little prayers. God listens to them. But if we think that that experience of intercessory prayer is prayer in all its fullness, then we're missing something of the greatest experiences that life has to offer. One of the greatest experiences that God has to offer. Because Christian prayer is much more than intercession. George Herbert, Anglican priest and poet, summed up this wonderfully in his poem called Prayer. He writes, "Prayer, the church's banquet, angels' age, God's breath in man, returning in his breath, the soul in parapraise, the heart in pilgrimage, prayer, the Christian plummet sounding heaven and earth, engine against the Almighty, sinner's tower. Prayer, reverse thunder, Christ's side piercing spear, the 6 days world transposed into an hour. Prayer, a kind of tune which all things hear and fear. Softness, peace, and joy, and love, and bliss. Prayer, exalted manna, gladness of the best, heaven in the ordinary, man well dressed. The Milky Way, the bird of paradise. Prayer. Church bells beyond the stars heard the soul's blood. The land of spices. Something understood. As Herbert, I believe, makes so wonderfully clear, is that prayer cannot be summed up in a single understanding. Prayer is action. Prayer is stillness. Prayer is banquet. Prayer is fasting. Prayer is breath and is no breath. Prayer is sound and silence. Perhaps, though, more than anything else, prayer is relationship. Relationship with God, relationship with creation. Prayer is the place where we open ourselves up. The place where we open ourselves up to God, the place we open ourselves up to God's vision. Prayer is the meeting place, the place of meeting God, the place where our freedom to act meets God's vision of what that activity might look like. Prayer is the act of meeting. When we pray, when we truly pray, we open ourselves up to God, we open ourselves up to the possibility of seeing the world in a new light, seeing the world not through our eyes, but through the eyes of God. In prayer, we can see the world with the mind of Christ. Lord, teach us to pray, says the disciple. And our voices, I think, join with them. So brothers and sisters, open yourselves to prayer. Open yourselves to God's presence in your life and in the world. Be open to this presence. Be open to this love. Let it unfold in your life. Let it take hold of you. Never let it go. For this presence is the presence of the one for whom our life is made. It is the presence of the one in whom we live and move and have our being. It is the presence of life, and it is the presence of peace now and forevermore. Thanks be to God. Amen.